That day forward. And as I said, you know, ministers, and he had stuck with me. Because it wasn't right around that same time I married my wife. And a new chapter in my life, a new phase in my life. And he stuck by my side and was there to support me through all of that. And it just was a great time. I love you for that, brother. And I'm able to share 26 years of ministry, 16 of it. You've been a part of it. So that's exciting, man, because you know.
What's her name?
We deserve that. We deserve because, you know, we don't have a lot of things that are enduring today. Everything is quick, fast, and instant. And then it's gone. And to be able to say that, here today, I have faces and friends that's been around. And I have
what's his name again?
Oh, part of my family. This is my family.
We're
so
doing that one day.
Consider all of you here. You're here. You're part of my family. And I don't take that lightly. Because I believe that's what God is doing and has done in my life. I got children. I have a mother and I have a father. But the people that are here with me today, you remember Jesus on the cross even said that when he gets up the family, take care of my mother.
That's what?
He was talking to his family.
Somebody called him Timmy.
It wasn't there. But he told them that were there to take care of his family. And that was something that, again, so I don't take this family lightly. I thank you for being here. But I want us to, as we get ready, they didn't tell me the forecast, so I'm just auditing you. So y'all see, I don't read real well.
Where'd he go?
PhD and don't read well. Listen, so what's my card here? Okay. So what are we gonna do? In fact, I don't do anything just to be doing it. Okay? I do things with purpose. And so communion is important to me because it's an opportunity of God. The great commission that God left us to do is to say, partake of this as often as you can in remembrance of Him. And so I also like to encourage everybody, you're welcome to partake of it. So here, according to Scripture, so there's some churches, there's some places, all that people that are members of the church, certain people, say, that's not biblical. In the Bible, it says, let them come, and let every man judge himself. So I'm not the judge. You're the judge, but this is an opportunity for you to come, commune, and be a part of what Jesus has done on behalf of you and I. And I'll share in through the message. How it's done and why we do it. Amen? So, with that said, I encourage and welcome everybody to partake of this. So, and in the process also, we're going to get ready. We're going to do this beforehand, but we're going to do our tithes and offering as well. So, one of the things I want you to say, I want you to do, if you need an offering envelope, raise your hand. And if you don't need an envelope, we're going to bring up on the screen. We're living in the new day, in the new age, where you can do the QR code, you can text it, you can
Then it made me want to shout and tell God how so he is.
Y'all have to keep quiet from this. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ that made your soul, that gave you eternal life. That's the blood we're talking about. Come on, y'all. Come on. I'm not this anger entertainer. I'm down because I love God. And He was good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, but I need to speak here right now. Missy Maya, Amaya. Missy Amaya, we need you up front. Missy Amaya has a special reading for her pastor first, and then her chancellor and her principal and her assistant chancellor second.
Thank you, Pastor. Your words are lectured in the night, guide us towards what is right. Every lesson that you teach, God's love is never out of reach. You listen, counsel, comfort in God, let God's wisdom be your right. With open arms and open heart, you make each soul a river of art. For all the love that you bestow, we want to take this time to show our thanks for all the love you share, a pastor beyond all compare.
Now I gotta say something. This young lady has been here since she was a baby at our school, and she is one of mine. No doubt about it. But you hear how she speaks and how well she speaks. And she just did a competition at Lowertown where they did a dual speech, and they took first place out of 5 years. She is someone I am so proud of. And what we do is it's encouraging to hear you speak, Maya, because
don't turn this off. Don't turn the money.
And I've been looking for the evidence. And y'all remember the proof is in the pudding. Right? Well, she's the good. And so we got proof that God's word is working. Amen? Praise God.
I really wasn't going to be up here doing this show, but God. Pastor, let me say this to you. Please sit down, rest your Bible. When Jesus was born, everybody just saw a baby lying in a manger. Only a few people, a very small remnant, understood that this was the Messiah. It took several years before more of the masses understood. Why am I telling you this? Because the seed you plant today, like the seed you planted 26 years ago, has a germination period. And though you may not see it all grow, she's just one of many that will come forth. And you may not
take it
see
off.
It all. But the truth is, the truth will come forth. You will not have to
she's
leave
the dance.
Earth.
You gotta wait.
This is God.
What you need? What you need?
You will not leave this earth
what you need?
Without
seeing
the fruits of your labor. God says, I will show you that. A promise made to you this day, that it will not be long forthcoming, and you see the multitudes coming because of the work you planted for me, God saith the Lord. Don't worry. Numbers don't count. It's the souls in the heart. Glory to God. We're going to have another honoring of our pastor and first lady by a family member this time. His oldest daughter, Aaliyah, and she, when she prayed for this, y'all, she worshiped. So don't need to get worship. This ain't a dance. This is worship time. Amen?
Break you to put you in the right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't have to do that. And when he corrects you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Anybody get gracefully broken with me? Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for God to be on mine. Amen. You may be seated. It is an honor to be here with Pastor Braden. May the good we are grateful to be here at Faith Harvest again. Amen. It has been some years. Pulling around COVID and life, but we're back. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're grateful to be here. My wife is with me. Amen. And I'm excited to be in the house of God. Once I start preaching, give me 20 minutes. Once I start, I'm going to count my 20 minutes in. Amen. Amen. Y'all can start reading Romans chapter 8, verse 31, verse 38. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, through verse 38. Pastor Ray always talks about our relationship from his standpoint, but he never talks about it from my standpoint. And I'm blessed to have that man as a friend and a brother. Amen. Amen. Pastor Ray and Kenny can probably attest to this. Some of the best moments you'll get with a pastor is not over the pulpit, it's sometimes right riding in the car. Standing somewhere around talking. And over the years, my Pastor Ray being transparent in his family situations, the different things that were going on with his family and his children, it helped me when my daughter was shot and almost died.
Oh, you know what? Let me read on.
It was a reminder to me when my daughter was shot and died. And then I bring you back alive, you were dead. And I remember Ray going through all kinds of stuff with his kids, and we would talk about it. And we always want them all to get at it. And sometimes they gotta live through some stuff on their own in order to be able to see it. Ray called me, I was sitting in the hospital. And I asked him, we just talked about everything.
Do we know the name of the
We never discussed where I was living. We talked about a few different things. But it was his conversation that reminded me of his life. And it took me down a journey to know that the Lord was still present. And my baby walked out of that hospital the day before Easter last year. Amen. Alive and well. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for the new her. I'm grateful for the journey. I don't want to go back to that ever again.
Hold on.
But I thank you. That's why I'm here.
That sounds right. In Trenton, New Jersey?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Guys, it's so crazy they'll judge you.
Here we
what
go.
Your kids
need. Calvary Christian Fellowship.
Only when they don't see you go under, come back around. I remember well how you treat me when I'm down.
Calvary Christian Fellowship Ministry.
I had four. My baby was dying, trying to borrow money. Wanted me to sponsor stuff. I thought that was the strangest thing in the world. So I'm sitting in ICU with ventilators and you asking me for money. I don't even care about money. Rick, I was at the pastor's anniversary. Celebrated 19 years last year. This year, a couple weeks ago. I was at my 19th anniversary. The people was clapping. I preached my own anniversary. They picked me up from the hospital. They go preach my anniversary. And I went back to the hospital. And I had to go to the so I could be with my child. And those people was clapping. And they was celebrating. And they enjoyed the pastor. And you know what they passed me to say? I don't even know if I'm about to resign or not. Because if it was between my child, me having to take care of her, and me having to play church, this thing was done.
That's right.
Play church. God see fit, and I'm still here 20 years, a couple weeks ago. Amen. Lost members in a bunch in the middle of it, but hey, it happens. It still happens.
That's right.
You know, life is done. Things have shifted, and I'm grateful for it. Amen.
New things.
Simon, can I get a little? Hey.
What's up, man?
I should have known you were something. Give me some more, Simon, man. Give me some more. Amen. Help me out. Good brother. I'm coming at you. I saw a little baby up here singing. That she reminded me of a young lady who used to go to my church when she used to be that small. And she was really blessing my whole little heart. And come here, put the white and blue on. Come here. I don't know what child you are. But I want to sow something into you and let it begin to be the door for years from now when scholarships come unexpected. I want you to understand that you don't have to do wrong to get right.
That's right.
You can be in the right place doing the right thing and God sees you. Come on, somebody. Y'all about to clap because I just sold it in your soul too. Come on, somebody. I just sold it in your son. If you ain't got to go the wrong way, you can be right where you are and sacrifice it and God will bless you right where you are. You do not have to. You do not have to. So we do celebrate. All right, let's get the clock rolling. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Self-proclamation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37, come church, nay, all these things. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are here today, let's have church. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, let's have church, no powers, nor things perfect, nor things to come, shall separate us from the love of our Lord. In just a couple moments, I want to talk to you from the subject, if you don't mind, I'm victorious. Let me say my claim. Faith is victory over unbelief. Come on, man. Come on, man. Get the press up. I told y'all I'm coming. Faith is victory over unbelief. Thomas Carlyle says, if there be no enemy, there is no fight. If there is no fight, there is no victory. And if there is no victory, there is no crown. Man, I come back to y'all. The major theme of the Bible and God's eternal plan is to rescue us from the penalty, from the power, and the presence of sin. And he does it through the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. We can agree on that. We just took communion, right? God's nature, in his nature, he is holy, he is righteous, and he is a just God. But in man, we are both sinful by nature and by choice. Anybody gonna tell the truth? Back? We are sinful by nature and by choice. And God's solution is, how do I deal with people who sin by nature and choice? I provided them with a Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Charles Trubell says, Romans 8 has become peculiarly precious to me. It begins with no condemnation. It ends with no separation. And in between is no defeat. Y'all want me to sum it up again? What he said, he said it starts with no condemnation. It ends with no separation. But in between, he pushes no defeat. Come on. This chapter sets forth the gospel and the plan of salvation, the life of freedom and victory, and the hopelessness of the man, natural man, and the righteousness of those who've been born again. Because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection of the body, and blessed hope of Christ's return, the working together of all things for our good. Come on, somebody. Every tense of the Christian life, watch this, your past, your present, and your future. You ready for it? The glorious and the chaotic. Come on, somebody. The triumphant, none of them can separate you from the love of God. And somebody ought to thank God that God loved me enough not to let me cancel out my own victory. Glory be to God, man. You ought to thank God that he loved you enough to send somebody to redeem you while you wasn't thinking about you. Come. Winners, everybody loves them. Champions are even greater. Is even a greater honor and glory. But no one can stand up to a conqueror.
I know you're right.
Y'all are, man.
You don't even have to preach.
Everybody loves a winner. Champions, you know, they give them a greater honor. We all champions. You know, like my Philadelphia Eagles. Fly. I don't know, I'm sorry. But check the report.
to a conqueror. Because the conqueror is given the right to kill, to destroy, but is also given the right to pillage. Because whoever is the conqueror gets the spoils. Glory be to God. Whether a winner, a champion, or a conqueror, most will fade into obscurity with the passing of time. The believer is not just a winner. The believer is just not a champion. The believer is just not a conqueror. They are more. God assures each of us as believers that we are more than a conqueror. The enemy often tries to suppress, to limit, and stop the progress of God's people. However, the power of God upon his children makes them uncontainable. Man, woo, forget it. No affliction, opposition, or attack can stop a person whom God has destined to rise. Oh God. When I tell you no bad season, no struggle, no defeat can stop you when God's hands is on your life. I haven't bothered you yet. Now tell somebody I'm uncontainable. I know it's a big word. I had to get the definition and synonym for it so that my little hood stuff can understand it better. I'm not restrained. I can't be checked by you. I can't be controlled by you. I wish I had a church. A victory without danger is a triumph without glory. So I come to tell somebody that no matter how bad. How bad it is. Yes, Lord. You are victorious.
Talk about it. Can you put the live stream on?
The enemy cannot stop your increase. Come on. No matter how hard he tries, God's people will prevail. Woo! Affliction produces multiplication. Thank y'all for coming to church. Affliction produces multiplication. David, how are you so sure? When Israel started multiplying, they made their jobs hard and made them start doing labor, and a bridge came down on them. Guess what they did? Grew more.
That's right.
The more they afflicted them, the bigger they came. Y'all ready for this?
Thank you, Lord.
Opposition cannot halt divine increase.
Yes.
God will use what's opposed in you to help you. There's a Bible verse in Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. And it says this: as far as I'm concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil. For he brought me to an opposition I had today so that I could save the lives of many people. What your Bible just told you? What your Bible just told you? You tried to set me up, but God elevated me. Come on, somebody. You left me for dead, but God raised. He raised me up. Resistance leads to greater growth. The more Pharaoh oppressed them, the more they grew. In Psalm 105:24, in the years that followed, the people of Israel multiplied explosively until they were greater nation than the rulers. They got so big that they was bigger than the people in charge. Dave, what are you trying to tell me? You looking at this thing wrong. The more affliction, the more expansion. All right. I said elevation. Now I said expansion. And y'all still ain't caught it yet. the more they oppress you, the more you go through, the higher he can trust you, and the more your boundaries go this way. Why though, it's not just, it's just not for no reason, why is it that you can elevate and expand? It's because God's covenant ensures your increase.
That's it. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Numbers 23:20, this is your Bible. It says this. See, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed. Y'all ready? Comma, and I can't reverse. God heard to bless you, he blessed, and I can't do what God did. When you tell somebody it can't be undone, come on, somebody. Tell them fame of your life cannot be undone. It's very interesting. David was a murderer. Had pride on some occasions. One thing we sure of, David was a cheater. He slept with Uriah's wife. Simply arrived, laid the man in the front of the door line, and get the man killed. The man from the door, slept in front of the house, killed again. Had a baby with the woman. Baby gets sick. Baby goes, want to be anointed again. Go lay down and cry, God, I don't want to eat no more. Baby died, baby get up, take a bath, and go eat. Baby said, what am I going to do now? I can't stay down there. I can't bring the child back. So we know he's a cheater. And he's guilty of much more than that. But David worshiped. Some imperfect persons should have saw where I was going when I first started. David was a murderer. David had pride. David was a cheater. David was guilty of a whole lot more. And yet David worshiped from a place in his heart where he knew he didn't deserve the relationship he had. But there's nothing like the heart of a real worshiper. When you're grateful that God saved you when he could have killed you. I wish there was somebody in here today that could testify that I thank God for saving me. Because God has already, he has already declared me, he already declared me not guilty, oh Lord. And I just want you to know that in his sight of all, pray my punishment has been canceled. And have I got a witness there? And that you got to understand that me and God is no longer at peace. Have I glory in the war between me and God is over. And God has determined that nothing can ever separate me from right his love. Is there anybody in that day that we ready to call now that thank God for the propitiation? You say, what is that day? It's the substitute that he sent in my place.
Yeah.
that you broke, who can't below us, that I lift you through throne.
I'm almost pretty sure
My wife probably never did. I'm not even sure I would still be married. And that woman lost that girl. Do you hear me?
Let's go!
we need to have our business straight. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to raise an offering for Pastor Ray. It's 26 years of pastoring, and I want to be a blessing to him. My church is going to start the offering off with $300. I'm going to start the offering off with another $100. We had $400. I need any pastors that are in here that can sow $100 with me to do it. And if you can't do that, ministers and deacons and pastors, if you can get at least $50, regular members, if y'all can get at least $25 and $20, that was up great. Somebody say amen. Help us be a blessing to your pastor. This man is a giver. Did y'all hear what I said? Pastor Ray is a giver. He's not just good to me, he's good to y'all. Do you hear me? At church, why? If you're giving online, please mark your offering for Pastor. Put it in the comments, Pastor. There you go. Thank you. When you have your seat, you can bring it to the front. If you're using digital giving, you can tap the basket because you're using digital giving. If you're using digital giving, that's the stuff that's on that screen. Just come and tap it, thank you. Thank you.
Come on, let's give God a round of applause. Pastor David Thomas.
And when I was talking to you over a year ago, you never told me what was going on. And the Lord just let me talk. And I remember now, I'm talking. And then I start crying on the other end with no idea what was going on in your life. But I was honoring our friendship. And today, I give you that message about us being victorious. Because you're inside of me. Shout out to everybody, see me. And say, he'll be up, and everything is all right. Because you don't understand that many of the nights I can barely sleep. The pressure of some of the things that God has called me to do. I don't tell you, I don't tell anybody. But I know the call. And I know the challenge. And what y'all don't know, or what you do know, is that I need to quit.
That's right.
I never quit because I do understand if you quit, you don't win.
That's it.
If I stay and keep going, I will win. Yeah. I believe that's the victorious. That God says, I am the Lord that blessed and blessed.
That's it.
And then he said, and you can't reverse it.
Can't reverse it.
That I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Because my mind, which is, I've been talking to y'all, I've been ministering to myself. Listen, there's only one real time that we exist, and it's called now. But my mind keeps wanting to take me. And I gotta keep bringing it back. But it keeps on taking me. But I gotta bring it back. Because the now is the only time. And I have to say to God, I'm blessed now. I'm blessed because of all of you. I'm blessed to do what I do. Amen. But my mind says, what do you think people are gonna mean? What are people gonna say? If you do this or you do that, or this go on. And I think, God, this is too much. But he also said, I will never give you more than you can bear.
That's it.
And that reminds me of what my wife says to me. She'll say, you go for that.
You go for this.
How do you think? Yeah. And then I got to go in the phone booth and change my clothes, come back out with ass on my chest, feel a little bit better. Right? And then I go in again. But that message blessed me because I asked God for comfort. I asked God specifically. And I said, I need a confirmation on my life. Because we talk about being promised the three souls. Well, I'm in the third one of my life. Don't know how long. Can't see, by the way, I know the score is supposed to be 20. But the two scores were 20. But the third one may not even allow them. When I say that, it may be greater. Don't know that it's already greater. Okay, let me say that. And I believe in God for this work. You know, anybody ever heard me talk and say, I don't believe in the word retirement, which means I believe I may change or transition, slow down, do some other things. And so, and I'm at that place in my life where I believe in God more and I've been working on raising up Pastor Rob and others, you know, to do this work. And for me, you know, a lot of times everybody wants to be their own natural child. I got four boys and four girls, and it may not be any of them, but it will be who God wants it to be. This work is going to continue on. And this work is going on now because I'm not quitting. But I will be obedient to whatever God wants to do in my life. Because I know now I'm victorious.
That's it. Yes.
And just to know that the hand of God that He blessed, and I came to mercy was the answer I needed to take the pressure off of me and get it back to where it belongs.
That's it, right there. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, you help me. God, help me. My God, I believe you helped us all because you met also. For weeks now, I've just been preaching about faith.
Yes.
Like the end of the day. Which everybody's been hearing because of our faith in Christ and what he's called us to do and who we're called to be. And it also, that description begins with now. Now faith is.
That's right.
And now has never been so precious to me. And Pastor Bruce has been ministering with us last day survival. So, you know, I've said that, and it's been good, right? But I want people to know it's the faithful. Well, let me say it again. It's the faithful who succeed and are victorious. But if you quit, you can't win.
That's it.
And so I'm grateful this morning, this afternoon, for this message, brother. You have blessed me tremendously. My heart is blessed. In fact, you know, I was coming in here this morning and I said, we're not doing this tomorrow. We're not doing it this way tomorrow. But all I can tell you is I am so glad with everything that has been done by everyone that has participated and supported. I have nothing to do with any of this, but this has blessed me. It's been an encouragement to me. And when I just see, so a little Maya come up here with knowing you, she was a baby. Now she's speaking. And by the way, she was intelligent enough. She was quote. That's I don't say she had a tablet in front of her, but this stuff is on her heart.
That's right.
And she didn't really need a tablet. That's what God was doing. But I also see it and it's been happening, right? Because I was like, God, am I being effective? I mean, quite so the devil was the accuser.
Yes.
Y'all know that, right? According to the scripture, God says he's the accuser of the prophet. He was like, they don't care. Have you been effective? And then I hear her speak. I've seen students, I've seen people's lives. Her sister, Victoria, called last week, or told me on Monday, and said, I watched church online last week, I couldn't get there. And she said, it helped me. Oh my goodness. I went off and cried. Because she didn't know. I should have known. Is it okay? Is it working? Is it helping somebody? Is what we do worth it? Because I don't want to just go through the motions. I'm not a traditional person. I'm not a traditional pastor. I don't just want to go through the motions. It's got to be worth it. And it is. Because I'm victorious. According to scripture, boy, did you miss it. Oh, I knew to hear that. So I go on and on and then to see, you know, the ministers and the pastors and the ministry. By the way, he sat down with me, Pastor Bruce, and he said, I just got to thank you for allowing me to be me and to grow. And he said, and I'm older than you. But you bless me because God gave you the ability to bless me.
That's it.
And he said, I'm grateful that you didn't judge me, but you just allowed me to develop. And you helped me. And he would tell me, because there's things I would say and do in his life, but the time to make it mad. See, some of y'all got to get real with that. Some of the things I'm going to say and do might get you making mad. But if I really love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. And he'd come back and he'd say, thank you. He said, I gotta tell you, I was mad at you, but you was right. Oh, y'all don't know how that went. They ain't gonna bless me because I didn't lie to him. I told him the truth. And the results, the proof is in the pudding. And it's showing up in his ministry today. It's in all of us. Forget it. It's what are we being
offended? That's it.
And the answer was yes. So I'm here. The devil life, in my play, in my mind, and my brain because of certain oppression and situation out today. Mm. Or, in fact, today was good. I was worried about tomorrow.
Oh.
Let me just help y'all here. Today is good. But I got my projection in my mind was worried about tomorrow. What would people say? I didn't do anything. Everything that's been done is done by God.
Amen.
And start. Pastor Rob, because he even called me, he said, Mother Gloria, you here today. Mother Gloria said, and she said, she told Pastor Rob, he said, why did he leave me? Because I left in Wilmington. He says, and I love her, right? It's true, right? But I had to go because that's what God told me to do. So you got your answer why. I just did what God said. And then my other sister, she's driving, and I happened to go by there last week. And I noticed that the old church, the people had their name on our side. They put their name on it. It's that is gone. It's a main office again. So my other sister, my daughter, called Pastor Rob and said, text him and said, are we moving back? Are we moving back to the old church? I said, no. But he even had to ask, because he wasn't sure. He said, are we going back? And I said, no. I said, I just have to go by there too. I know the sign you want. So I can assure everyone, I'm not going back.
Amen.
I'm not going back. Let me help there. Everybody's trying to read through the lines. Okay? No matter what the challenge is, whatever it happens, is I'm going forward. I'm going forward in Christ here. And this 26 years mark. Thank you. Be my friend. And tell me the truth. That's what I want to hear. The truth. It doesn't come without shame. It doesn't come without religion all over those things. I don't even think I was born and everything was just given to me. I know y'all do. Some of y'all did. But that's not true. It's all been worth
it.
This one life has been worth it. Everybody, all of you are evidence and proof that it's worth it. Thank God. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you that are here in the results of the Word of God. Thank God for you, brother. Thank God for you. Thank God. This is the young Luke. Encourage you. Tell me that there's a legacy. And God's going to, at the end of the day, Jesus is still born. They're going to be Lord, declared Lord. We can talk about all we want. And yes, in the last days, we've been in the last days for a long time. So I'm not depicting one time and then dates and none of that. The Bible says no man knows. But I want you to, while we're here, how are we going to do it?
That's it.
While we're here. How long do being faithful?
Yes.
To the Word of God.
Amen.
That's my word for all of you. That's how I made it 26 years. And that's how I'm hoping to make it another 26 years.
Amen.
By being faithful.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Amen. Pastor Rob.